and to so as to take us forward to the next semester and the rest of our program this semester. The apologies that we received are from the Mr. Bellum and from Ms. Manganya and from Mr. Zulu, and then from our researcher, Ms. Zulu.
And
the agenda before us is as follows. Number one, we shall consider the draft committee 5-year strategic plan from 2010 to 2014, and I think Kevin is going to take us through. Is that true, Kevin? Okay, then we shall table the draft committee oversight report. Three, we shall table the revised committee program for the third term. Four, the draft committee program for the fourth term. Five, invitation from Tourism Business Council of South Africa. This is a correspondence. Then number six, it will be closure. That is our agenda as proposed. Let us adopt the agenda and move forward. adopted and seconded. Mr. Kwanai, Makasi, seconded. Without much ado, let us then have the draft committee 5-year strategic plan. It is labeled Draft Business Plan 2009
to 2014.
Over to you, Kevin. Good morning, Chair. Thank you, colleague. Let us go on with our meeting.
Good morning. Just my apologies. I'm just recovering from a cold, so my voice may come and go. But I was told that the plan will be tabled this morning to the committee. So I assume nobody's had time to look at it as yet. So I'll just briefly just say what the document is about. On the second page is a contents page, and sections 1 to 3. Are basically Parliament's core objectives, number two strategic objectives, and then the values and policies. And then section 4 is basically contains what we've discussed at the townhouse a couple of weeks back. It's on the business plan for the committee, and it, we've captured there the key issues for the committee, what the issues are for the next 5 years as identified by the committee, and then the main tasks for the committee. The key objectives, those things that the committee would like to achieve over the next 5 years. And then we've got some tables and actions. Now, I should maybe just say at the outset that the business plan, even after it's been adopted, remains a working document. It's not cast in stone. The committee may and can change it as they please and agree to it. So whatever is in here is not cast in stone. Normally, I know even Parliament's strategic plan, we review it once a year. Every year we review it. So the same applies for the business plan for the committee. I'm going to go and this, it's something to be read. The first three sections, when people have time just to read it and go through it and familiarize themselves with it. And I should also add that Parliament's business plan is before Parliament now, not been adopted. And that is why even the part that we've put here in the first three sections are still under consideration, should be adopted soon. To go back to section 4, Labels Committee. Nobody's going to remember what I'm saying, so adding value if I go and read the document to everybody. Like I said, it's maybe something that we want to read Chairperson at some point and give feedback and comments maybe during a following session. This is what I suggest, especially since the first time people are seeing it. And the key issues, I think the committee, the session at the town was fantastic. It was lots of stuff came out, and we've captured 11 key issues. Now, normally we would say let's identify 4 or 5 and focus in on it extensively over the course of the business plan, which is 5 years normally, 4 years left. But we've identified 11, and I think to a great extent they are overlapping, they talk to one another. And I'm going to read maybe just the headings. For some of them, it's the issue. One of the key issues were the budget for tourism, how the committee maybe wants to influence a bigger budget for the national department and for this mandate. And then how we can market domestic and rural tourism and develop it. There were also the issues about capitalizing now on what FIFA brought to the country in terms of tourism. Now is the time to act immediately and to see how we can capitalize on the World Cup. And then there was the issue of raising the profile of tourism industry in government and in parliament, and how we can connect tourism with the education and communication, basically at schools and so on. We need to identify and develop tourism opportunities. Then we need to raise the issue of safety of tourists through better and effective policing. Then how we can better apply the extended public works program in terms of tourism, especially in terms of creating sustainable jobs. And then there was the issue of poor signage in terms of tourism, of the facilities and the services that are available. I'm so sorry. We need to improve overall tourism information, where people can find the information. We need to promote tourism by locals and making it more affordable so that South Africans can be tourists in their own country and also become aware of what is available, not only for tourists from foreign countries or foreigners. And then to investigate and pursue the tourism fraternity concept, where there's a kind of a union for business and people that are in tourism. The second part are basically the core objectives of Parliament and the committee activities, and it just states out what it is that committees normally do. I'm not going to spend much time on it, it's just for easy reading. I mean, the 5 core objectives are to pass legislation, to oversee and scrutinize executive action, to facilitate public participation and involvement, to facilitate cooperative government, to facilitate international participation, and I think basically what it means is that during the course of the committee's work, it's important to take all of these issues into account, especially when it comes to public participation and cooperative governance and international participation. It's also an important part of the committee's work. Then, of course, the main task for the committee would be to process legislation, like I said, to conduct oversight, and then we break it down into the activities and the targets and the outputs and the key performance indicators and who's responsible for it. In most of the cases, it's the committee. And this, of course, is all high level. It's just the top bit of what is important. The committee would, in its annual program or in its quarterly programs, obviously break this down into activities and schedule them and then make sure that everything that's in the business plan is being done through the by way of scheduling all the activities and the tasks and the issues. So it's process legislation, conduct oversight, and then again public participation. But like I said, it's all broken down into the actual tasks. And I know that the members go through various, they belong to various committees and maybe go through these business plans all the time. So I don't want to just repeat what you already know. But so I'm not going to go through the details. Like I said, it's a first tabling and maybe we should just have time to read it and then maybe comment on it. And then the committee needs to basically look at the last part of this document, and it's the key objectives for the committee. Now, from what we've discussed at the time out and what came out and what stood out, I've tried to identify and list four key objectives that the committee will want to focus in over the next, over this term. Of course, like I said, it's not a document cast in stone. It's a working document that the committee can change it. But I've listed the four issues that I thought stood out for me. Anybody else may disagree with me. But those are basically the key objectives for the committee would be to ensure the national tourism becomes a fully funded mandate. I think we were all quite surprised on how things are at the moment. And then secondly, to promote and develop the marketing of tourists amongst locals, and there should be a more vigorous marketing of local tourism. I think the department pointed out that they have an international mandate and not a local mandate. And then thirdly, to identify tourism opportunities in other provinces, because tourism now is basically focused in on KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, and the Western Cape. And then fourthly, training and empowerment of members. And under that, it's the workshops that the members and the committee may want to attend, identify and attend, international study tours, conferences, and training programs. And I mean, those, I mean, are basically just at high level and what that is and when it's happening. And it's a matter of scheduling an agreement. So I think basically, I hope I wasn't too basic on the presentation of the business case, but I think we need an opportunity where our members can actually read it and maybe formulate questions or inputs. Chairperson.
Thanks very much, Kevin, for your input. My suggestion is that we regard this report as tabled, since we have not had enough time to read it, and then make comments and our inputs and submit them to Secretary Faye by Friday. Is Friday okay? Your input. The summary was discussed at the workshop, and what was mainly discussed at the workshop is in page 10. I think it's page 10. And the key issues, and yeah, that is 10, 11 going forward. So, the from page 1 to 9, it's objectives of Parliament that we adopted elsewhere. But for this committee, it's from page 10. Hello, Ms. Shin.
Thank you, Chairperson. I realize that I'm sort of speaking after the fact and that I had other committee obligations, so I couldn't partake in the workshop. But one thing that perhaps perplexes me about this is that if you have a look at what the main tasks of the committee are, which is to process legislation, conduct oversight, and facilitate public participation and involvement and other things, most of the issues that come here out of the workshop are activities that have nothing to do with the committee. I mean, it's not the committee's role to identify and develop tourism opportunities. That's not the committee's job. We're not tourism professionals. Our job is to oversee the department, not to actually get involved in creating a tourism industry. I think that there's a disconnect here somewhere between members perhaps knowing what the role of the committee is and what the potential for the tourism market is, which is a private enterprise thing facilitated perhaps and encouraged and supported by the department. And I think that our role must be to ensure that the department offers sort of, you know, facility and support to the tourism industry. It's not up to the committee to become tourism opportunity developers. And that's what concerns me, because there's a disconnect here. And I think that if members can look at this and in their comments on Friday, see how to address this, because I find it out of key. You know, perhaps when they put in their proposals to Jerry on Friday. But I think we have great ideas for how the tourism industry should blossom, but that's not our job. Our job is oversight of the department.
Okay. Mr. Kurat.
No, sir. Thank you very much. I don't want to disagree with the member, but I think I believe we need to do something in terms of tourism. I'm saying this because I wanted to confuse myself why I'm the member of this particular committee called tourism. Where if I go to my constituency in a rural area, if people ask me, where do you belong in parliament, I say tourism. What is tourism had for them and whatever? So I might be able to explain to those people. That's why I'm saying I agree with you in terms of the act or the procedures. But I feel personally we need to put it so that even on our side where we are living, in our own constituencies, how do we make sure that people understand tourism as part of the sector in government that brings an economy or opportunities for job creation and other things. I take it on that light, but I agree with the member. Any input towards this can be put on Friday for the ritual for consideration. But to me, sir, I still believe that it is relevant to put it there.
Yeah, perhaps if you read the first sentence, on the basis of challenges and problems that we oversee, it came to this, it could be understood in another way. But any other matters of clarification? But we'll welcome every proposal. But let us not misunderstand what you want to say.
Well, I think you're right, Chair. I think we mustn't misunderstand. So I'm now confused. So I think you need to help me understand. What is it that we're not supposed to misunderstand? Is it, I mean, are you suggesting that Honourable Shin is right, or are you suggesting that she's wrong? Well, what do you take point 5 and point 10 to mean? Because, I mean, I must tell you, I agree with it. I really don't think it's our role to micromanage individual enterprises and to point out opportunities. To whom are we supposed to point them out to? You know, it's a bit like saying the people on the minerals and energy portfolio should identify places where mines should open and assist entrepreneurs to get started. I mean, I really don't think that's their role either. And I can go to almost every portfolio committee and make the same point. So what actually is our understanding? Because I think clarity there would maybe save a lot of unnecessary paperwork between now and Friday and would help make more meaningful input.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So the trouble is that I got the report only this morning. I was here actually the whole day on Friday, so I don't think that it's just that I didn't read it. And to speak the honest truth, I've not even looked at it. So I'm unable to comment on the report itself. Much as Ms. Shin is correct about the duties of the task of the committee and its responsibilities, I cannot believe that we could have spent a day or two and discussed the department rather than the work of the committee. So I'm therefore appealing that give us time to go and read this report and see what it is that has not gone right in the reporting. Because I think we understand our duties very well indeed. We should come out as if we are the department ourselves. I think that is what we probably need to look at as to how this report has been constructed. Thank you.
Thanks. Perhaps to try and clarify further, we were together with the department. The department was represented by Dekfas Skakwik, who is the COO, Chief Operations Officer. Then we had Salga, then we had the Financial and Fiscal Commission. And the issues, the understanding was on the side of oversight. Perhaps the writing may not be that way exactly. But we had technical support in the form of Kevin, precisely to avoid those problems. Just to, as a way of explanation.
Chairperson, if I just maybe say something in terms of the key issues and the stuff that's listed here. Of course, the session took place with the committee and the stakeholders. And it's exactly, I think, the key issues, the issues that were identified and listed, is maybe not stuff that the committee is responsible to go out and do, but in terms of its oversight function, just to make sure that it happens. And it's stuff that came from the stakeholders, not specifically the committee. So it is the stuff that the committee would like to see change and improve over the next couple of years. Like, I could accept that maybe I've formulated some of the stuff, maybe I could formulate it differently. Like identify and develop tourism opportunities, we maybe say it differently. But what it means basically is that when the committee engages over the next 5 years with the stakeholders, maybe they will interrogate and ask, you know, what can we do to make this better? What can we do to develop more products in the market? And I think that is, it does not mean that the committee can go and we can find out what it is that we must do. And I think the benefit maybe was it was in being at the workshop. But I understand that I maybe need to reformulate some of it.
Okay, do we agree that we shall submit our input on Friday?
Yeah.
By Friday, okay. No, thank you. Let us then go to item number two. Item number two is draft committee oversight report for Northern Cape and Limpopo. We are tabling that report in front of you. It is a 16-page report. And we propose that we read the report and submit input by Friday as well. Thanks very much, Kevin. Item 3, revised committee program for the third term, 2010. Here I'm sure everyone is having the draft program from the 19th of July to the 23rd of September. And right now we are on week. Today we are dealing with Tuesday the 24th. So we are left with the 31st, 7th, 14th, and the 21st. before we have the constituency break.
Chair, move for adoption of this draft program with the amendment. If anything that needs us, we may put it in the slot that we have an oversight. Maybe we can cancel that oversight back and do something if anything agency needed.
Thank you, Chair. Just wanting to know, for this tourism summit, we did have, it was mentioned at the previous workshop that we had with the Department of Arts and Culture. I just wanted to know whether you know whether the Khoisan community has been included in the summit. You know, they are, after all, our, they are oldest inhabitants of this land. And, mm-hmm. You know, there seemed to be a tremendous sort of bias towards, if I could call it, the Bantu speaking people's heritage rather than including the Khoisan. I was just wanting to know if you knew whether they had been invited to participate.
We did not invite any community, including Khoisan communities. We did not invite the English nor the Zulu. Our proposal was to have a summit on tourism. It is the department that is going to have cultural and heritage tourism. My understanding when we adopted the summit at the workshop was on tourism in general, and including rural development. I understand that the department is going to have a heritage and cultural tourism summit. My recollection is that when we decided on the summit, it was one of the ways of increasing the profile of tourism, given that we have had a successful legacy of the 2010 FIFA World Cup. And in an effort to maximize that legacy and our role in facilitating public participation and cooperative governance to have this that summit. But it was not limited to cultural and heritage tourism, nor to rural tourism. But given that rural development is a government priority for the for the 5 years of this government, then perhaps we may be having it. But we did not emphasize any form of tourism. We wanted to take advantage of the 2010 World Cup. If you go back to the program and you look at the page 10, the program that we shall comment on page 10, it talks about a profile, raising a profile of tourism. That is that effort, given the nature of Parliament as a place where people interact and exchange views on another level.
Chairperson, I was just trying to find out what does the committee mean by rural tourism? There is domestic tourism and rural tourism. I just want to know exactly what happens when we tour the rural areas. Is that? Pelam gun flang is tole manga tos.
English is not our first language. So don't worry. But really, we do not use China a lot of rural tourism, but we mention rural development, using tourism for rural development.
Oh.
And rather than say calling it rural tourism. So.
Oh, got it.
So then the second item, the second date in the fourth term, summit on, well, this summit will be for 2 days, and then on the 19th is briefing by South African Tourism on the annual report of 2010 financial year. Then in the afternoon, we'll be having a briefing by the National Department of Tourism on the annual report of the 2009-2010 financial year. We have not as yet received the financials on this annual report, but as soon as we receive them, we shall distribute them for your perusal. Then on the 26th, we shall be having a briefing by the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs on the tourism successes and challenges in respect of job creation and sustainable livelihoods in the local sphere of government. Then, when we went for the tour, we found for the study tour around Northern Cape and Limpopo, we discovered that in some areas, district municipalities and local government municipalities do not take tourism as a serious venture in their development. That was expressed in many forms and in many reactions. So we try and then and interrogate that amongst when we will interact with this COGDA. Because in some instances, like Mujaji and some areas of Venda Tribal Authority, Chiwase and Fundozi, we found that the access to some of these experiences and destinations is difficult at best and impossible at its worst, especially given during the wet seasons. Then the next area would be briefing by the Tourism Grazing Council of South Africa on graded establishments in South Africa. Here our experience as well when we move around different guest houses and some hotels, we find that some of these stars are not exactly projecting what is exactly similar. You visit another guest house, you get this service, in another you get another service, and so forth. So that is what we shall be interrogating, with the meaning of these stars and how they monitor them, because in some instances it looks like they do not monitor the establishments. Like when we went to
Kimberley.
And the vendor in my room, there was no soap, no hot water. And then the bathrooms, there was no stopper. All those things. But I think it was it a 3-star or 4-star? 3-star. 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 So it's those things, but I think it's around monitoring, because after giving the stars, I think this grading, the council has got to monitor. The same applies to Kimberley as well. There were problems. That one was a 4-star, but being 4-star was totally different from other 4-stars that you get, say, Protier or other 4-stars. So we'll have to interrogate that one. And then from the 15th to the 20th November, here we have been invited by the United Nations World Tourism Organization to attend a conference in Mexico, where it is very likely that we may find some difficulties, but we have made our applications anyway. Then on the 23rd of November, briefing by Cape Town Tourism on the challenges and successes in respect of job creation and sustainable livelihoods. That is one of the most successful destinations in South Africa, that is Cape Town. So, but how do we fare in as far as decent jobs and sustainable livelihoods are concerned? By decent jobs, meaning jobs that are within the basic conditions of employment.
I'm wondering, how can you make space for a business itself, the stakeholders, the business itself, to address the committee? You see, on Tuesday the 26th, we are listening to the Department of Cooperative Governance. And I think that's fine, because it will bring us closer to the level that we have been worrying about, that the level that is not so much into the business, while in fact they want to be in the business. The previous disadvantage, the rural, and so on and so forth. But now, how do we get themselves to come here and speak for themselves? That is my point. Now, not only the previous speakers have wanted an SMME, but just the business itself to come and talk to us and tell us about how they themselves are faring, what challenges they face, and so on and so forth. You see, we get a lot of the department coming to brief us, and also quite a lot of, you know, the entities coming to brief us. I'm just thinking about the people that we are talking about. When do they come to talk to us? Is there not a way of enabling them to do so? So that we get it straight from the horse's mouth. I know sometimes we get presentations like, you know, people coming as representatives. I'm not quite sure if we are reaching, you know, the people that we keep on worrying about in terms of the tourism industry.
So the talking you say that we keep on talking about are the historically disadvantaged people.
Yes, I'm thinking of them in particular. But not only them, if for instance others can also be given an opportunity. But the historical disadvantage, I've never seen them here speaking for themselves. You get someone speaking for them, but they don't come to speak for themselves to the committee.
I suggest that you give, if you know of any organization that they have, we submit it to the committee secretariat so that perhaps in future we know whom to contact. Because the problem, the main problem of the historically disadvantaged communities is that, like in Cape Town, it's very difficult to get an organization of the townships. Similarly with Johannesburg, you'll get one there, but an organization is a problem. But last week we had Tourism Business Council of South Africa that represents all businesses. But if perhaps we wanted to have the historically disadvantaged backgrounds, I think we need to have people representing those businesses. Yes, Mamshi.
Thank you, Chair. Expanding on this point, I mean, I think earlier this year, I think sort of around about April, May, I did submit something to the Secretary on a group called Fair Trade, who have a lot of experience in helping rural communities develop tourism initiatives. And they were keen to come and talk to the committee. They were also keen to bring along some of the establishments that they have helped get established. And most of those are either rural or previously disadvantaged people. So I would like to perhaps revisit that submission that I made earlier this year. And perhaps also we can talk, since we had the Tourism Enterprise Project program here last week or the week before, I forget how it was. Surely we could ask them to bring along some of their success cases. And they haven't only been based in towns, but some of them is rural as well. I think that we need to actually understand the challenges that these people have, you know, both in being small businesses in perhaps township areas and also in the rural community. So perhaps we can have a joint kind of sitting on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think there are two views that these people are historically disadvantaged because they are still disadvantaged even now. If you go to their roads, you go to safety in townships and a lot of things, they are still advantaged. It's only the laws that we have changed. So to say they are previously disadvantaged, perhaps in a sense, according to the law, but according to the way they live, they are still disadvantaged.
No, sir, let me move for adoption of the program, including the suggestion from the honourable members on this one of the previously disadvantaged communities. We can see how can we sweep them here. I think they are very key to to what you wanted to achieve in terms of tourism for them.
Yeah, in fact, the submissions that you made are very, very important, particularly around communities in the West Coast and really it's very, very much valuable. We do not know how we are going to table it, but if someone has got an idea as to how we can tap into that experience, because last week we were having this TEP, and it evolves around the concept of partnerships between the well-established businesses and the emerging businesses, how to promote that. And then the framework that we have at this stage is the TEP. But how we can improve on that, I do not know. It's a pity that we did not raise it with TEP last week, because one of the agents to address that we have, that is the one of the instruments we have, is the TEP. But make a proposal, Mamshin, and then let us see how we can move forward with that.
So the thing is that perhaps the program, I think, for this year is reasonably full. Perhaps we should actually look on it as being a priority thing to interrogate when we start next year, before we get perhaps either too involved in the budget or something like that. But perhaps we can invite, that will give them time to sort of set something up and identify people that would be worthwhile coming here. I would perhaps suggest that we schedule it for early next year to get, you know, those individual entities to come rather than a...
Yeah, in fact, let us also do our research as individually, and then come up with institutions and these entities and the different experiences of empowerment. It could not only be limited to South Africa; it could also be worldwide. I do not know, but proposals I think we need in that respect, Mamdo.
Yeah, Professor, I just want to support the suggestion that we defer, you know, this entire program for next year. And I want to add and say, maybe not just, you know, during committee time, but we have, let's say, hearing, maybe for the whole day, something like that. You know, and you listen to the various communities from the various parts of the country. We can then select them. When, for instance, we have identified them, we select, you know, such that we cover as much of the country as we possibly. And then we just sit with them for the whole day and get their side of the story. Thank you very much.
Okay, I think it is agreed that early next year we should have a hearing from companies or entities that are historically disadvantaged settings, and then rural settings, their inputs. But I think also we've got to get best practices, as you have illustrated in your paper, in the submissions, Mamshin, and about those communities in the West.
Thank you.
Do we adopt this draft program? Adopted, Mamshin.
Now they are inviting us to
shall be having on the 25th of August or 28th of August tomorrow. But they shall be having such events in heaven on the 2nd of September. And is there on the 14th of September in Pretoria on the 15th of September. We will be thinking that the tournament is a capital of South Africa. Is hosting a tournament in marketing media in South Africa that is cocktail function in Ghana. This is the CEO of TGCSA, Ms. Martha Kumarowe, invites the Pastoral Committee members of the cocktail function on the of the we would like to thank you for our relationship with Parliament and see this as a to strengthen our relationship with Parliament and also a platform for Parliament to learn more about our story itself. Please keep the same focus on the we will also use this opportunity to share with you one TGCSA's plans to grow and develop the sector in partnership with the Department of Tourism and other government departments. Feedback on the performance of the Tourism Marketing Levy South Africa that is SOMPA. Three South African Tourism Reports on Marketing and Promotion Activities. Pre and post the SOMPA World Cup. As a venue, SOMPA Levy Collector and CEO there in the travel and tourism sector, you are hereby invited to join us and network with other industry players there. And then the time will be half past 7 for 8 and 26th August 2010, half a bridge for 7 for. So it is tomorrow at half past 7. So that is the invitation. Parliament will be sitting tomorrow up to the middle of the program.
So that those parties that are not having study groups can go there, but those parties that are having study groups have. But let us find a way of sending an apology, particularly to be late, because we shouldn't be seen to be late.
Now, can I support that one of me, party sent one day the representative from different parties. So we must not fail to attend this engagement. It's very important for tourism. I feel that, I propose that we should agree to send one party member per this committee.
But do parties commit themselves? Because they'll have to present people there. Who is likely to go? Mr. Kronborg, won't you be a good delegate of this committee?
Does it include World Cup tickets for 2014?
Who'll buy a ticket, ticket for you?
They will.
Is it impossible for the committee to attend? Because in my opinion, if you're doing committee work, from what I see here, it's a follow-up for the of the discussion that we had here with these people. So, and if the members who are here, this is their full-time committee, the main committee, what's so wrong in having the committee going? And then transport being arranged via the committee section, the committee secretary.
No, in fact, per se, there's nothing wrong per se. But the program is ends at 8 o'clock tomorrow. It will be study groups from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So.
Sorry, Shepard, that's exactly my argument. If, for instance, let's say the ANC, who are more than anyone of us here, would have been having a study group tomorrow, couldn't they spend that time rather in this occasion?
It's
the same members. It's the same members attending the study group, the same members attending the occasion. That's how I'm looking at it.
In fact, I everyone should attend that meeting. But now the invitation we are just getting today, the email is dated the 23rd of August. So it's a little awkward. But what we can do, we can send a delegate from each party, and then say that other delegates will come later. If indeed people are going to come later, but we've got to attend. I mean, we have a lot to learn as well from the TBCSA's plans, feedback on the performance of tourism marketing levy South Africa, and marketing and promotions activities. Definitely we have to. But the problem is that now it's coming now late, and then we are having these commitments. We can abandon a study group if perhaps the items on the study group are not that distinct, but that is subject to discussions by the members of the study group, because depending on the availability of time and the urgency of business in the study group that we've got to go to. Because if I'm not mistaken, we have to prepare for a meeting on Thursday evening in the study group as well, for Thursday morning. So we have to work something out. That is the study group from the ANC. Mama,
thank you, Chairperson. I forgot to propose that the former life. Let's say we're going for that preparation and for even if we can be able to. So that we can meet at the study group and for a while, and then join those who will be gone by the transport, because fortunately we have our own transport. So that then people, when they are coming back from that meeting, they won't be suffering of having transport to get them to their meeting.
Okay, if we send some delegates earlier on time, but let us know who is going to be on time, and then tell them that the other delegates are going to be a little late because of the arrangements. We cannot just abandon our plan.
Chairperson, I don't think it will be a polite way for the committee to send such an apology that some will join late, really, because it's something that comes once, you know, and I believe they are holding the committee at a very high esteem.
even if they were going to be late, but I don't think it must be on paper that the committee will join later. And apart from that, you miss out, because I think this will be a special day or evening for the committee to just start in time. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, in fact, let us just make arrangements. The secretary will make arrangements, and then let us see how we will proceed there. You see, this invitation was sent on the 23rd, that is yesterday, for an event which is tomorrow. That is where the problem is. We could have planned better.
Now, Chair, my interest, Chair, was just to check with members. If the decision is the committee must attend, then I would like to know how many members would need a transport, so that I can also facilitate that process, so that it can take members from Parliament to this place and then from this place to their respective villages.
Those that are not having their cars here.
Perhaps we can just go around and see who's available, but I will not be available because I've got a by-election in my constituency tomorrow. So I won't be going, so count me out. My apologies.
We are contesting that by-election as well.
You need to be there even more than she does.
No, let us just know who is going for purposes of communication. I'm sure that within the ANC we shall arrange. Surely either the chairperson or the whip should go and leave the study group to attend to that business for instance, as a sign of respect to these people. But we'll tell them that they gave us a fairly late invitation. And then other members then can join later with inform them.
I'll go from the DIA chairperson, so we'll be represented.
Okay.
Unless you want to canvass the other party.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Mamujo, where are you going? Okay, you've got transport. Greg, are you having transport?
Yeah, I can make my way there.
Oh. No? Are you having transport? Okay. All right.
Chair, I thought we had decided that maybe a whip or the chair must go, then others will just go to follow them. I'm after the study group, I'm willing to be here, Chairperson. I'm having my own transport,
group.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll use my own transport.
You will have your own
transport.
Okay. Mom,
I'm specific, but we're having a study group.
Okay.
But I think, well, when you excuse yourself for such commitment, there's no problem.
Okay.
But I'm not driving.
Okay.
He can always give me a
okay. Are you staying in the same village?
Irrespective.
For purposes of arranging transport.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, Mama Cash. Okay, you are on the line. And then Mom Chivase? No transport. Okay. Can be arranged. You want to go? Okay. Okay, the final arrangements will arrange with the secretary.
Yeah.
But thanks for cooperating, but we'll have either the whip or myself go in there as well, really. We'll see how we work it out. And then, that was the last item on the agenda. I do not know whether we are still having any correspondence. Okay. No. Thank you very much for your contributions in the meeting.
Okay.
The meeting has changed for next week. Thanks. Where is the top of the